Hi, I'm David Yak from Colorado Technology Consultants. In this session, we're going to be covering dashboards in Dynamics CRM 2011. Dashboards are a feature that allow the user to have a single page view of important data. The idea is rather than go to 15 different places, be able to bring that all together in one actionable page that they can get, whether it's a high-level view or also have detail on at the same point, but really let the user decide what makes sense for the level of detail that they show. The dashboards are ideally actionable, meaning that you can start from that high-level view, but also drill down into lower-level views. They leverage a lot of the capabilities you've already seen in some of the charting, as well as the subgrids and lists of data, being able to surface those and bring those back in, as well as custom controls as well. Dashboards are built on the form model, so if you're familiar with some of the underpinnings of the normal CRM forms, they use the form XML. They have standard things such as tabs and sections and then the controls in them. That's a very similar model that dashboards follow. Dashboards can be either system or user. The user ones allow users to be empowered to create their own ones, so they don't have to go get a developer. The users will simply reuse the existing assets in the system. They don't have to be system customizers. They're able to do things, like basically say, what's important to me is a list of the cases that are open in the last 24 hours, as well as a list of activities that I'm responsible for doing, and also I want my accounts that have been marked as top accounts to show up on my list. I want to be able to go to a single page to be able to see that. And the nice thing about that is the user could go build all that without having to have a developer. But at the same time, as you get into deeper customizations, the system-level dashboards are also fully able to participate in the solution framework, meaning that as you build these, you're able to have them as part of your solution. So when you ship your solution, a customer installs it, they have a number of system-level dashboards that are available to start with. The privilege model works with that. So what that means is when a user creates a dashboard, it's their dashboard to start with, but they could decide that, hey, they were having lunch with one of their teammates, and he said, hey, I hear you have this great dashboard. Can I see it? They take a look, and he says, you really should share that with the team, so the user can simply go in and share that with the team, and anybody that they share that with will have visibility to it. The system level ones are visible to all users, so as soon as you create a system one, that shows up. Obviously, the contents of that dashboard, meaning that if it shows a chart of accounts, that you're only going to see the accounts that you have access to. It doesn't automatically grandfather you in any extra permissions just because it's on the dashboard. It still honors the full security perspectives. These are a list of some of the out-of-box dashboards. So when you install CRM, you get a handful of dashboards to get you started. These are ones that are system-level dashboards that you can basically use. You can also tailor these. We'll look at in a second when we dive in a little bit more. We'll show you how to basically you can change these if you want. This is an example of a dashboard. The nice thing is that you kind of have several flexible layouts because it's based on the forms model. Not every dashboard has to look the same. It's not like you're always going to have five spots for charts on a dashboard. You can have flexible layouts, and you can also size it and move it around according to what you're trying to achieve with a particular dashboard. The idea here is you want to be able to give the users that one place to look, quickly ascertain, are they on track, are they not on track? In this case, we're looking at the sales pipeline. So how's the sales pipeline look? You might want to also bring in some of your achievement against goals. So in this case, they have a chart that's showing not only the basic progress they're making, but also how that applies to the goals that they've set for themselves. And they're using the chart control here to achieve this on all these different ones on this particular example. Who are my top sales reps? So all these are high-level things. And like we saw in the charting session, you're able to drill down on each of these. And we'll see that a little bit as we get in. In fact, let's just jump over and take a look at a couple things here. I'm in an organization that has started up, and you can get to the dashboards by just going under My Work Dashboards. That's always a simple place to go find it. You have a drop-down list of all the dashboards that are available to you. You can decide what makes sense. So these right now are all the out-of-the-box ones. So they all fall under the system dashboard list. What I could decide is that, for me, I'm an operations person, so maybe I want to make the customer service operations my default view. So every time I come there, that's the one that will be highlighted. I may, change my role over time, so I can change that any time. I don't have to go get help to be able to do that. You'll notice if we go back to, let's just kind of jump back over to the sales activity one. You have flexibility to decide, you know, so maybe I want to highlight this. You'll notice up here in the right-hand side, I have some controls. So from here, if I want to maybe I've been sitting on this for a while, so I want to refresh the data, see if anything's changed since the last time it was loaded. I can also drill down into the data. So if I want to see the data that the chart was based on, I can simply click that link, and it'll pop up a window that allows me to quickly see the data that it's based on in line with the chart that's there. Very similar to what you saw in the charting module. What you're doing is you're now surfacing this chart within the context of a dashboard to make it so that the user has that one place to go. You can also allow the user to expand this on the fly. So maybe they want to see this a little bit bigger because there's a lot of data there to take in. They can click that and open it up, and so it takes over the main viewing area. And when they're done, they can simply close that to take effect. And these are all actionable. So if I want to drill down, I can choose that I want to, you know, maybe look at this by, let's look at it by address type. I don't know if that's going to be interesting or not, but we'll see. No, it's not very interesting. But the idea is that I can make these decisions, drill down, and then when I'm done, just go ahead and back out of them, go back to home, pull that out, and everything's good. Now, I can also have some ability to change between these. We saw that works. You get the standard help visor. You could obviously provide your own content. Maybe you had some special things around your analytics you want to highlight there. The user can also create their own dashboard. It's a user dashboard. When they do this, they're just using the standard designer that comes out of the box. They don't have to jump into an XML editor or anything like that. And they're able to choose from a handful of layouts. So there's 6 layouts that are by default provided. And, you know, so they can pick the one. Maybe the 4 one is the one that makes the most sense for them. And once they get that layout, then they can come into there and choose what they want to do. So in this one, I might want to insert a chart. This makes available the chart, any of the charts that are already defined. So here in this case, I'm looking at account. And we'll see that I've got a couple of different ones I can choose from. So I can do new accounts by month, and I can decide the view that I want to be able to apply to that. So maybe I want to just say all active accounts and go ahead and drop that in. Over here, maybe I want to have a grid. So in this case, I'm going to just bring in a simple grid of activities. These are going to be my activities. And you'll see on a lot of these, as you drill down into them, you get, you know, some more control over it. So on the things like the grid, you're able to decide, do you show the search box, do you show the index, do you let them select a view, or do you want this to always be my activities? It just depends on how you want to control it. So it gives some good flexibility. Do you want to show a graph for it? And, you know, just basically filter these things down. And maybe that's not enough, so what we can do is we could decide that, you know, we really want to put this down here. So the same drag and drop that we saw in the form designer still applies. And, you know, we may want to make this wider, so we come in here and let's actually just do an increase width on it because we want this to take up that whole bottom section. And you could just kind of get the idea of what you're able to do. And same undo, redo, so we saw that with the form designer, so I could come back and say undo, redo, put it back. You can come back in here and edit that later. We can give a name. So the name of the dashboard in this case, we'll call it My User Dashboard. We'll be original here. And let's go ahead and, you know, on here we can insert an iframe. You know, so maybe we want to make sure that we have Microsoft on our mind all the time. So we insert Microsoft homepage there. And let's go ahead and just save and close this. And, you know, obviously you probably wouldn't necessarily want to bring in Microsoft's homepage, but you might want to bring in whether it's stock quotes, whether it's your favorite site, some different feed. When you're building system-level dashboards, obviously iframe is very important to be able to bring in external content. Maybe you have different systems that you need to surface inside a CRM as part of that dashboard. That's a quick, easy way to be able to pull that in. Also, when you're building system-level dashboards, so let's just kind of switch over a little bit. Let's actually We'll come back in a minute, but let's just kind of keep going. I want to talk a little bit about some of the components, and then I'll come back and show you a system level one and how it fits with the solution framework. This is diving a little bit deeper into the components of a dashboard. So when you're putting it together, you have the dashboard. It has tabs. Those tabs have sections. Those sections have components. You can have grids, charts, reports, iframes, and web resources as part of those. As you're putting them together, you can decide the mix that makes sense in the layout. You have quite a bit of flexibility. And this is just kind of taking it down a little bit more, so you can see here that it uses a very similar model you saw on the forms, to where if you have different tabs, those tabs are the outermost level. You can collapse those, and you have the flexibility to define what goes in and move them around, as we saw with the drag and drop on the designer. The components don't have to be the same thing, so you can mix and match. So in this case, we have a chart, an iframe, and a web resource all together, as well as one of the built-in grids just showing some data from the system. All of the things typically are actionable, meaning you, from the high-level view, you can drill down into them. In the case of a chart, you can keep drilling down into deeper levels of that. In the case of the grid, you'll launch, obviously, the record edit on that and continue down working with it. When you're building dashboards, you can work with the web interface, the web designer, like we saw. There's also full support from the API to be able to build these using the SDK API. The designer, as we saw, you know, makes it easy for the users to be able to pull together their own dashboards. So, you know, drag and drop, they don't have to go to a developer to be able to pull that together. And they basically follow a simple process. So you're going to choose the layout, you're going to add the components, and you may go through this process multiple times, right, as you iterate through. You save it. You decide to publish it, you may share it with other users. And you may go back through this several times as you decide to tweak and find the right content to put on there. You have the ability to do custom dashboards, meaning that as we start getting deeper into this, we can leverage more custom content. So we're not stuck with just the built-in components. Because we're able to pull in from iframes as well as web resources, we can have pretty much unlimited imagination of what we want to put in there that matches our solution. So whether it's a map that we need with Bing Maps that shows maybe where our customer locations are, or whether it's, you know, some Silverlight content that we pulled in, you know, including some video content or whatever makes sense that we want to pull in at the dashboard level. When you're working at system level dashboards, you're going to create those in the context of a solution. The solution has dashboards as a first class component that it pulls in. You can add in existing ones, so if you want to change one of the built-in out-of-the-box ones, you have the ability to add that to an existing solution, change the name, change some of the content. Maybe one of the ones that comes, one of the charts that's on the out-of-the-box one doesn't suit how you need you want to present it to users, and you can go change that. And let's just kind of pop over. So I'm going to switch over to this other organization. In this case, what we've done is we've actually used Bing Maps to show locations on the map of our gym locations. And you might do this for customers. You could obviously take advantage of the shading. So maybe it's not pins that you want to see, but you want to see polygons representing the density of your customers in particular areas. These are all things that you could basically do with it. And the way we did this, we actually have this as a system-level dashboard. So if we come over to Solutions, you'll see that we have a solution that contains this. So this is a Contoso dashboard module. It's got a couple things in it. It has a web resource that is the actual dashboard component. So that's basically an HTML file that has jQuery representing all the logic to interact with the map. It does OData calls to go retrieve the data for the gym locations. It then uses the map interface to drop those pins on there. And once we've done that, once we've uploaded that as a web resource, we then also, it has a dependency on jQuery, so we've uploaded that as a web resource, so it would work when the user's synced off and things like that. And also we have the gym location dashboard that we created, and we actually open this up. You'll see what we've done is we've kind of made this an overall, just a single component on here. And on that component, when you add a web resource, you have the ability to provide some parameters. So in this case, that's how we're telling it what the entity is that we're using, as well as the fields that it should use to show in there. Set options like cross-scripting and so forth. And this is the flexibility you have with the system-level dashboards to show the additional content on there. And this all gets packaged up, so this is all part of the solution. So when we export this, import into another CRM, that'll be there. And like I said, we could also come in here and say add it existing. And so this is, you'll see the existing ones in here are, you know, all the ones that come in built in out of the box. So we might want to come in and grab the CRM overview one. And we could come in and, you know, make some tweaks to that. Maybe we, you know, don't find that this, you know, chart is useful. And what we want to do is go ahead and increase the width of this one so that it takes a little more space. Quite a bit of flexibility. It's really up to your imagination what works for you in a dashboard and what is valuable to your users. You have the choice of both system as well as user dashboards. They're simple single-page views. The idea is you want to make them actionable, so from there they get the high-level view. They can drill down deeper as they need to once they see the information that they need.